Susan Reef at Press TV. The European Union has agreed to meet Turkey's demands over the refugee crisis. As part of the agreement, Turkey will receive 3 billion euros, as well as additional funding to spend on the accommodation of the Syrian asylum seekers. Talks on better EU-Turkey ties will also be accelerated. A court in Turkey has ruled that the country's opposition Cihan News Agency must be run with the management of trustees. Now, this comes just days after Turkish authorities ordered the takeover of the country's largest newspaper, Zaman. Ankara is increasingly cracking down on media over allegations of anti-state activities. The United Nations has raised the alarm over an imminent humanitarian crisis for asylum seekers stranded near the Greek-Macedonian border. A spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Babur Baloch, says the asylum seekers are going through harsh weather conditions. The Syrian government has confirmed that it will attend the upcoming UN-brokered peace talks on the country's years-long crisis. This is while the Saudi-backed opposition is still uncertain whether to participate in the talks, which are scheduled to be held on March the 14th in Geneva. Syrian planes assisted by Russian Air Force have airdropped aid for residents of the city of Dar al-Zar, which is under the control of Daesh terrorists. Other packages had food and medical supplies in them. Some 200,000 people living in the city had been deprived of any sort of aid since last year. The United States says it won't scale down its ongoing joint military drills with South Korea, despite the North's threat. Now, the spokesman for the U.S. State Department said Washington is committed to South Korea's security, adding that Pyongyang's posturing will only make the war games more important. Tunisian Prime Minister Habib Issat says the terrorists behind Monday's deadly attack on security forces were planning to establish a Daesh emirate. Well, the attack killed at least 53 people, including 35 militants and 11 members of the security forces, as army and police barracks came under attack in Ben Gurion. In the Indian-controlled Kashmir, a massive funeral has been held for a slain pro-independence fighter. Dawood Sheikh was killed during a joint operation by the Indian Army and police forces in Kashmir's Kulgam district on Sunday. He was accused of killing an army soldier and a local leader back in 2014.